For the past year or so, the most eagerly awaited release among New York City's so-called rock revival bands has been the first full-length album from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, a trio formed less than 3 years ago and led by singer Karen O. Ken Tucker says the wait was worth it.
I'm rich.
Karen O, the lead singer of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, gets her best effects from letting her voice make sounds that don't necessarily cohere as words. On the lead-off cut of Fever to Tell, the band's debut album, a song called Rich, she yells the opposite of what you'd expect from a young musician who dresses in what looks like scraps she found in a dumpster. I'm rich, she says. I'll take you out, boy. But it's that keening exhortation at the end of the verse, followed by her explosive, hey, that lets you in on the line's true meaning. Money or not, this is one woman who's going to be in control of any relationship she's in. Not that she doesn't have her problems with the men. On that cut, Man, Karen O, her last name, by the way, is just the letter O, and her bandmates, guitarist Nick Zinner and drummer Brian Chase, construct a kind of punk blues. Underneath that, Karen O can emote about having a man who in one line makes her want to kill, and in the next, want to die. The most thrilling thing about this is the way she manages to sound constantly as though she's about to explode the music that's built up around her, as in this ticking time bomb of a song. Most of the time, Karen O sounds like her own woman. There are other times, though, when you can glean her influences, such as the rhythm and vocal cadence of the Pretenders' Chrissy Hynde in a song like Black Tongue.
You can keep your black tongue. Well, I found out the mortuary. You know I'm gonna want some. We're high in the back room. Gonna have a pack sooner with this. So you gonna grab this, let it be.
Unlike similarly grouped bands like The Strokes or The White Stripes, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs don't so much create melodic hooks as atmospheres for Karen O to move around in or react against. She's like someone walking into a party who starts spilling beer on people's heads just to make an initial impression. She can sing about being needy and alone, even as she so obviously revels in the camaraderie of the other two Yeahs in the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Their name is more than an affirmation, it's a statement of principle. Get out of her way. Here she comes, a tattered but sharp gunslinger, and she's got her boys backing her like a posse out for revenge.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the Yeah Yeah Yeah's new CD, Fever to Tell.